Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Well, on the line now, talking of on the line, I have a lovely lady who has had a very illustrious career in film and music, and I am so privileged to be talking to her this afternoon here on Drive Time. It's the lovely Susie Vanner. Did I pronounce that right?
You certainly did.
Oh, I'm always good with my pronunciations, but I like to make sure I get it right. Good afternoon, Susie. Welcome to Drive Time on Phoenix.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hello. Hello, Ian. How great to be with you all and speak to you.
Oh, it's lovely to have you here. Now, I've been playing your song In These Shoes, which is the Kirsty MacColl, the old Kirsty MacColl song. You've done the song justice.
Oh, thank you.
I think you have. You've done a great job on that. I mean, it sounds great, and it's a hard song to sing, I think, and you just made it sound so easy.
Thank you. Well, I had a lot of fun singing it, and obviously chose it somewhat to sort of give me an excuse to do a movie on it. You know, a video.
Yeah.
So I had a great time doing that with some amazing dancers and choreographer, and you know, I just hope everyone else likes it. Really, it's
a
lot of fun.
It's a fun song as well, isn't it? It's not a song you'd put on to make yourself feel down. It's one of those songs you put on. It makes you feel happy once you've listened to it.
Absolutely.
And I've got to say, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to admit this on air today. I'm jealous of you. Absolutely, completely, and utterly jealous of you. Do you want to know why?
Why?
You recorded this at Abbey Road. Before I shuffle off this mortal coil, it's on my bucket list, to record at Abbey Road. I would love to do that.
I know. How lucky am I?
Oh.
Well, that was amazing. Amazing memory.
Did you say how lucky am I or how lucky am I? Sorry, I had to get that
how
joke.
How lucky am I? No, I mean, it was the BBC Concert Orchestra as well, who were recording with me, and an amazing band. So, I had it all, and it was just live music, amazing.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's go back a little bit then. We'll come back to the song. Your career, well, everybody knows you as the Bond girl from The Spy Who Loved Me.
Yes, they do. I'm still getting fan mail every week, actually.
Good. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That film goes out on telly every couple of weeks. you can buy it. You Sky have a Bond channel occasionally. So it is one of the better, in my opinion, one of the better Roger Moore Bond films. I thought it was great. I went to see it with my brother-in-law. Oh, when it first came out.
Don't go into how many years it was, please.
Well, everybody knows. I'm not going to tell everyone.
Today.
Pardon?
It seems like yesterday.
I bet it does. I bet. Mm. Now, was it the opening scene?
Yeah.
It was. Was it? Because he's with you, and then you sell him.
Then not just with me. He's actually making love.
Sorry, I was just keeping it clean for the afternoon. So you were making love with James Bond.
Yeah.
And then you sell him out to your comrades, and he's out off skiing, and they're chasing him, and he's skiing backwards, and he jumps off the cliff.
I'm on the monitor going, he has just left. He has just left, over and out.
Yeah. And then it's the one where he jumps off the cliff and he's got the Union Jack parachute.
That's right.
Yeah. Da 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 to that bit.
Nobody does it better.
And it goes into that, yes, of course. Yeah. But while you were with Roger Moore on that scene, what were you thinking? Were you thinking, I'm here acting with Roger Moore, I'm here acting with the Saint? What were you thinking? Can you remember?
I was thinking his elbow's digging in my rib.
Oh dear.
Oh no, it's never very emotional doing those scenes. You have to, it's all about the lighting, you know, getting the right position.
Oh, of course.
Your head in the right place.
Yes.
Christina.
And Roger, God rest his sweet soul, was he a lovely man to work with? Was he the consummate professional?
Yeah, absolutely amazing, lovely, charming, witchy, just wonderful guy. Yeah, really.
And did he speak like as we were just talking? You just said to me, I haven't got an Essex accent. Did he have that Roger Moore voice when you weren't filming?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh. No. He didn't put on an act. He was James Bond. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, of course, yes.
Then he actually really was James Bond.
He was the saint as well, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Nobody did do it better.
No.
Did you get to meet Jaws and all the others?
Yeah. Oh. Actually, United Artists, the film company, asked me to do all the tours after I'd done the movie. And I went to Australia, Japan, South America, South Africa. It was just incredible with Jaws and Cubby Broccoli, the producer. Oh. And we were like a travelling circus, you know, and all film premieres and red carpets out wherever we went, and television interviews, radio interviews. And it was just incredible. I was in my 20s and I would never have gone to those places.
No, of course
not. It hadn't been for that, you know. So, yeah, it was incredible.
Wow. Absolutely brilliant. And, of course, the world was your oyster at that point. That being a Bond girl, boy, it must have been absolutely brilliant.
It was brilliant, and I was single, and just, yeah, really just lapping it all up, really. I mean, for me now, it was such an honour to do that movie, but now it's even more of an honour, because, as I said, I'm still getting fan mail every week. It's just incredible.
So you should. Now, before you did that, were you a singer? Did you have a singing career?
Yes, I did. When I was 19, I landed myself a contract with RCA, what was called RCA Records then.
Yeah.
And I made three singles with a writer, singer, songwriter and producer called Chris Andrews.
Who did Yesterday Man?
Sorry? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. He wrote some good songs, did Chris Andrews?
He did. Yeah, he did. But my songs, they sort of faded away. They weren't played very much, I don't think, at the time. But I'm just in shock still, because someone called me up and a few years back and said, did you know that you are a Lord and Soul icon and your records are selling for £1,000 a time?
No.
Yes.
So you were 19. Yes. So let's see. We're talking what?
It, going to, how many years ago that was?
Yeah, but it was sort of around the punk era, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, it was what year?
Around the punk era. The punk era had just come out.
No, I don't think. I think
was it earlier than that?
Earlier than that, wasn't it? Northern Soul.
I miscalculated, because I thought you said you were 20 when you made James Bond. You said you were in your 20s. So yes,
yeah,
obviously
19,
you
19 when I made the Northern Soul records.
Oh wow!
I think it was more Rolling Stones and all that era, really.
Yep. So we're into the late 60s, early 70s. Okay, yeah. I'm with you now. And did you do it under your own name, or did you have a stage name?
I did it under my real name, which actually sounds a bit Chinese. Su Lin. They're my first two Christian names.
Wow. nothing wrong with that.
Lynne, but it sounds a bit Chinese, doesn't it? Okay. Su Lin. Who thought of that?
What was the... it was called Don't Pity Me, wasn't it?
Yep, Don't Pity Me, Baby, Baby, Baby. And there was another one whose name has escaped me at the moment. But anyway, three of them.
Let's have a look. Maverick Bow.
Nope.
No, that's not you. Don't Pity Me. And I've managed to... I'm good with the computer while I'm talking.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's it. The only ones I could find is a song called Maverick Bow and Don't Pity Me.
Baby, Baby, Baby.
Ah, well, I'm going to see if I can dig that one out as well, but I've definitely got Don't Pity Me, Believe It or Not, from, and it's from a Wigan Casino album.
It's from a what?
A Wigan Casino album. So really? Wigan Casino was where the big Northern Soul dances took place.
Really? They put it on there, have they? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So you are in good company, because Tony Blackburn was also a Northern Soul icon.
Was he?
He recorded under the name of Lenny Gamble.
Oh,
and he had a
Funny
hit.
Days.
Pardon?
Funny Days.
Oh yes, it was. He had a hit with a Doris Troy song back in the day, and nobody knew it was Tony Blackburn. And they've booked him to go to Wigan Casino to come out and do a promo and sing it on stage. And Tony Blackburn walks out, and they've all booed him.
Oh, no.
What's Tony Blackburn doing here? We booked Lenny Gamble. He said, I am Lenny Gamble. And the song flopped after that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. There's some funny stories about them. But anyway, so you had a music career in your teens.
Yeah.
And then you...
Soon ended because I went into session singing, but it soon ended because I met an amazing photographer who took photographs of me and took them along to someone he knew really well, who's a top film agent. And
right.
She signed me up there and then and said, she would start me off, you know, with commercials. I said, well, you know, do you want me to go to drama school? She said, no, not really, darling. No, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, I didn't stop working, basically. So I couldn't do the singing after that because I couldn't fit it in with all the auditions and castings that I was going to. You know, I did a lot of television and movies.
Wow. Well, that's it. From one career to another career. I mean, you jump over from that. It's not a hard transition, I suppose.
Well, it was different, and I always thought that I'd come back to the singing because it was my first love, really. And I've realised that even more now that I gave it up a bit too early, I think. But you know, I don't regret anything really. I've had the most amazing life. So,
but I bet you've sung though every day and just to yourself in the shower.
I do tend to get, whenever I get the opportunity, if I'm in a night club or, you know, restaurant where there's a singer, I join in with the singer and I land up on the stage singing myself. And, you know, I'm crazy.
Well, if you ever end up at one of my gigs, you'll always be welcome to get up and sing.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure. But what I'm saying is you've kept the vocal cords oiled, so they haven't gone to waste through your acting career, through you becoming a mother and a housewife, and then you got a fork in the road, and then you say, right, I'm going to be a singer again. And,
yes.
And here you are. Now, this isn't your first one, is it? Did you do a cover of Walk on the Wild Side?
Yes, I did. Lou Reed. Yeah.
That's,
have you heard that one?
That is a great song to cover as well. I mean, that was very good. But what you've decided to go with this this great tune that Kirsty MacColl had a hit with. You've got a lot of good people behind you on this, haven't you? I mean, you've recorded it. You recorded it at Abbey Road.
Yes.
Your producer is Kipper Eldridge, a Grammy Award winning producer.
Yes, amazing.
Which is absolutely wonderful. And you had the BBC Concert Orchestra backing you. Wow. you're ticking all of the boxes on my bucket list. You know that?
Oh, I understand why you're jealous.
But hey, the end product is wonderful, and we're happy to play it on here. Have you got an album coming out? Have you thought about an album?
Yeah. Well, these are two singles from the album.
Right.
I recorded 14 tracks.
Wow.
So 14 songs. Yep. And the album's was supposed to come out the end of May, and it's now coming out in October. We hope.
Yeah, everything seems
because,
to.
Yeah, we're all
for the promotion. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We're all on hold at the moment, aren't we? Everybody is.
Oh, well, I hope my invite for the album launch will be in the post, because I do like a good album launch.
<about it. laughs> Of course.
I'll have a word with the powers to be. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. Well, look, it's lovely to talk to you, and it's lovely to have you on the show. And it's a pleasure to play your tune as well.
Well, it's lovely to be with you and get to know you. And I'd like to say to everybody, please look after yourself, keep safe. It's hopefully going to be finished. You know, we have to think about the time when we're all out and
try
and keep sane as much as you can.
how is this? I didn't even ask. I wasn't going to, but I'm going to now because you've mentioned it. How is it affecting you? Are you a lady that likes to exercise? Have you got a dog to walk?
No, I don't have a dog at the moment, but I love to exercise. I get very boring when I talk about exercise because I think because my mum took me to ballet classes after school, you know, from 7 to 17, that's what I was doing. I loved ballet. I wanted to be a dancer, actually. I keep fit. I run, I power walk in the park because we're very lucky they've kept the parks open.
Oh, yes.
From here in London. And I do yoga, and I found myself a trainer in the park as well. So he's training me, obviously keeping our distances.
Of course.
So hopefully I'll be fitter when I come out of lockdown than I was before.
Yes, I think we all will. I mean,
might be fatter though.
It's the sneaky chocolate bars to take your mind off,
yes,
it, isn't it? Yeah, I've got one sitting in the studio ready to eat. And a packet of chocolate biscuits, but that's neither here nor there. The only good thing, I suppose, about having a trainer in the park at the moment is they are allowed to shout at you because you are 2 metres away.
Exactly.
And they are justified to shout at you. I mean, I don't like the way some of them shout at you when you're doing your exercises, but they have to shout at you now because otherwise you won't hear them.
Do you train?
Do I train?
Yeah, do you train?
No, I'm 6 foot tall and 6 foot wide.
No.
Well, no, I'm not 6 foot wide, no, but I'm going to admit this on air because I tell everybody I'm 25 stone, and a major exercise for me isn't the best thing in the world. I walk a bit and, you know, try and keep myself mobile, but exercise at the moment is a no-no.
But I just think it's good for the mind.
Oh, it's great for the mind.
Yeah, yeah. It gets endorphins going, you know, happy hormones.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I have to agree with you there. Exercise is good for the mind and good for the soul. And
Both of the ones going to be dancing around the room when you hear my... in these shoes.
I love it. It's a dancey song immediately. I mean, we have a Dachshund on stilts at home. It's called a Doberman. So get our exercise with our Darcy. So
they're lovely Doberman.
Oh, she's so soppy, Susie. She really is.
Soppy Susie.
No, I'm saying she's so soppy, Susie. She really is. Her name's Darcy, and she.
I'm just being silly. Sorry.
Sorry. but yeah, she's lovely. She's full of wind and full of
wind.
Oh yeah, she'll sit down. If you're sitting there eating something,
I don't think I want to talk about it.
If you're sitting there eating something, she'll sit at you with those puppy dog eyes, you know, because she's a rescue dog, bless her. And she'll look at you with that rescue dog face, and she wants a bit of your food, and she'll look at you, and the next thing you'll hear is. And then you're in fits of laughter, and you have to give her something because she's cheered you. She's cheered you up.
Old doggy, an old one.
Oh no, she's about five now.
Well, it's not that old, is it?
No, she's about five or six.
What are you feeding her?
Junk food, dry dog food, and a few little tidbits here and there.
Yeah, if I get a dog, I'd like it to be a rescue dog as well, I think.
They're the best. They make the best dogs. Mm. They really do. They make the best dogs. And there's so many rescue dogs out there. People go, I want a puppy. Well, you know what? Go and get yourself a rescue dog. There are puppy rescue dogs. My daughter got a puppy rescue dog.
I adopted a dog a few years back. Not a few years, maybe probably about 20 now. But I found him in the street.
Oh.
He was abandoned.
Oh.
Police station, and they said I could keep him if no one took him in. So so I took him in, but it was the worst thing I'd ever, the biggest mistake of my life. He ate up my whole house, home, cars, interior of cars.
Dear me. We had that initially because Darcy had abandonment issues, and she chewed this and she chewed that. She even chewed a lump of wood off of the door to start with.
But, exactly.
But we overcame the abandonment issues, and she's been absolutely fine ever since.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Yeah, so she's lovely. Anyway, I want to play your song. We've been talking for so long. I want to play your song now. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend. Good luck with the single, and hopefully we'll speak you again. Hopefully you can come in the studio, come and take a trip to Essex and reminisce.
I'd love to.
And we'll talk about the album when it comes out.
Yes, That would be great.
That would be. All right, I'm gonna say thank you very much, Susie. I'm going to play your new single right now here on Drive Time on Phoenix FM, Phoenix FM even. You take care. Have a lovely weekend. Ta-ta.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Met a man with a sense of adventure. He was dressed to thrill wherever he went. He said, let's make love on the mountain top, under the stars on the big hard rock. I said, in these shoes? I don't think so. I said, honey, let's do it here. So I'm sitting at a bar in Guadalajara. In walks a guy with a faraway look in his eyes. He said, I've got a powerful horse outside. Climb on the back, I'll take you for a ride. I know a little place we can get there for the break of day. I said, in these shoes? No way, Jose. I said, honey, let's stay right here. An English man. Oh, he said, won't you walk up and down my spine? It makes me feel strangely alive. I said, in these shoes? I doubt you'll survive. I said, honey, let's do it. Let's do it.